One of the largest bodies of fresh water in North America can be found in the middle of the United States. The High Plains Aquifer is a massive underground reservoir stretching beneath vast portions of 8 states. But the latest geological studies show that decades of farming are taking their toll, and some parts of the High Plains Aquifer may dry up in a few decades. Peter Hancock from Kansas Public Radio reports.
Driving across western Kansas, it's easy to see just how drastically the landscape has been changed because of irrigation. On one side of the road, you can see tall, lush green fields of corn, milo, and alfalfa. On the other side, the natural landscape, a vast desert-like expanse of yucca, sagebrush, and prairie grass. What makes the difference is this. Center pivot irrigation systems.
Well, this is a small one. This one's 440 feet long. And normally a full-size system is around quarter mile.
That's Fred Lamb, an irrigation expert, demonstrating one such system at the Extension Service Research Center in northwest Kansas. Lamb says it takes a lot of water to grow corn in this dry, hot climate.
This one pumps 200 gallons a minute, so it'd be around 12,000 gallons in an hour. The full-size systems, a lot of them in this area, are right around 600 gallons per minute.
All that water is pumped from underground wells as deep as 200 feet that tap into the High Plains Aquifer System, a massive underground reservoir covering more than 34,000 square miles. It stretches from Wyoming and South Dakota down to Texas and New Mexico. Cities and industries in all these states depend on this aquifer as their major source of water, but the vast majority of it, roughly 95%, is used to irrigate otherwise dry farmland. Now, after half a century of this high-intensity farming, new studies are showing parts of the aquifer are being depleted at such a rapid pace, areas most dependent on irrigation are in danger of running dry. The Kansas Geological Survey says that in this state, as much as one-fourth could dry up in the coming decades unless farming practices change dramatically. Geologist Robert Buddemeyer says it's time for farmers and state officials to start planning for life after irrigation.
Ranging from actually finding money to buy back and retire water rights, to providing incentives for conservation, to changing, and this would be very unpopular, and I'm not advocating it, but changing laws or regulations, determining who can pump how much.
There are those who say they've heard those alarm bells before, and point out that earlier dire predictions by geologists haven't come true yet. Meanwhile, most states have resisted imposing stricter irrigation limits. Some, like Texas and Oklahoma, have little regulation over the aquifer at all. Others, like Colorado and Kansas, do regulate water rights, but the authority rests with state departments of agriculture or other agencies heavily influenced by farming interests. As a result, they've focused more on ways to stretch out the usable life of the aquifer and less on ways to prevent it from one day being exhausted. Bob Hooper, who serves on a local water board in western Kansas, says putting farm interests in charge of water is worse than having the fox guard the hen house.
I think that's not as useful a metaphor as the drunks minding the liquor store, and I don't say that pejoratively. I think that, it's an addiction that we've gotten into, and it's a serious addiction, and like most serious addictions, it's neither painful nor pleasant to face up to it.
But farmers aren't the only ones who will be affected if irrigation shuts down. Grain production here is only one part of a larger, interconnected ag economy. The end use of all that grain lies in another industry that's even more important locally. Livestock production is the big industry on the High Plains. Most of the corn and alfalfa grown on irrigated farms here is used to fatten cattle and hogs in large feedlots nearby. Those feedlots are located near some of the world's biggest slaughterhouses, which not only produce much of the nation's meat, but are major employers in towns like Garden City, Kansas, and Greeley, Colorado. Pat Coons, who manages a modest 30,000-head cattle feedlot, says irrigated farming is vital to his business.
In a year's period of time, we use about 3 million bushels of corn. We'll use about 25,000 tons of corn silage and about 10,000 tons of alfalfa hay, and that's all grown locally right in the backyard.
Some environmental groups say those feedlots pose as much of a threat to water resources as irrigation itself. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, nitrates from animal waste, as well as farm chemicals from the fields, can now be detected in groundwater hundreds of feet below the Earth's surface, and often at levels exceeding federal safe drinking water standards. but many government officials and farmers in the Plain States consider groundwater liquid gold, arguing it's a resource to be tapped, not left in the ground. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock.